This Sunday, the 90th Academy Awards will be on in Hollywood, honouring the biggest pictures of 2017. Who are the hot favourites? Who are the surprise contenders? Will the right Best Picture winner be announced this time? I'm joined now by Blake Smart and Robert Tompkins to talk about the nominees. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So what did both of you think about this year's selections?
Robert?
Well, as usual with most Oscars, it's not really surprising, and pretty much everything is kind of is really a lock for most of the categories. Maybe some of the technical stuff is going to be a bit of a mixed bag. But I think everything in terms of the performances and the big awards that everyone kind of knows about, I think they're pretty much locked in.
Yeah, I think that all of the nominations were... You could pretty much tell what was going to get nominated just from the marketing of each movie, just the ads of each movie, because they all were a shoe-in for each category, and they knew that probably from when they were inventing the movie and making it. Because the only way that these movies make money is through the Oscars. They get their popularity through the Oscars because they don't have as big a budget as huge movies, so they got to strike hard and fast and get that golden statue.
Because I think the only real surprise for me, which was a pleasant surprise, which I said I think a few weeks ago, was the film Get Out getting a nomination for Best Picture and also for Director and Actor. That was a nice surprise, because that was probably one of the best. That was what I enjoyed that film immensely.
And that came out just missing last year's Oscar season, really. So it didn't come out in the...
Yeah, it came out, I think, during the usual sort of American summer time, blockbuster time season.
Yeah, so absolutely.
To make some money, which usually isn't the time that a Oscar contender is kind of put onto the public.
Yeah, it came out at the start of the year, which is incredible that the popularity of that movie has lasted this long.
Mm.
Still, were there any sort of omissions from the 2017 movie slate that you're surprised didn't pick up any sort of nominations in any categories?
Not personally, not for myself. I think that they sort of handed out their nominations evenly and fairly to the elite, you know, the elite movies.
Yes, it's always a way that the one thing is about the Oscars is it is political, and it's nice when you see that. It's nice that Margot Robbie is nominated, obviously, for I, Tonya, and it's nice to see an Australian nominated as a lead actress. And she, obviously, if you've read anything about the film, she was really the trailblazer behind that film being made. But it's nice when they say, "Will Margot Robbie take the gold?" No, I'm pretty sure Frances McDormand is. But it's nice to have her in the mix, because I guess a nomination still does mean something in terms of a career, either for an actor or in technical. The fact that if you can be, you will forever be an Oscar nominee.
And often, when you're a nominee, it's better than being the winner, because the winner is hated by everyone who supported the other nominees.
Yes.
You don't want
that target on your back.
You band together and you say, the snub, you really deserved the award. No, you deserve the award. No, you deserve the award.
Is there anyone in the sort of the acting categories that you feel like deserves accolades for their performances that might not be a lock?
Yes. Definitely. Sorry, I have a severe reaction to this.
A serious question to you.
Daniel Kaluuya from Get Out.
Yeah.
I believe that his performance was one of the strongest of the year, because that is, it has serious social commentary in the movie, but ultimately it is a horror movie.
Yeah.
And yet his performance is
It anchors the film.
It anchors the film, absolutely. And it is on a level that the other Oscar contenders in their Oscar movies are portraying. And it's... I think that it's more powerful than maybe what most of the other actors, especially in the category, have done. But ultimately, I do not think he'll win.
No, because his performance is a lot of nuance, whereas Gary Oldman very much is the scene-chewing kind of thing that the Oscars love, is because it's a transformative, because you look at the screen and you're going, oh, that's not Gary Oldman, that's Gary Oldman in a lot of makeup. And that's a great thing. And it's still a great performance, but it's also... His nomination, his eventual win, is, I think, also a industry kind of pat on the back to say, good on you for a very long, varied career, more so than great performance in this one particular film, which happens a lot, especially with the acting categories.
Leonardo DiCaprio, one of the most famous in that sort of role
Yeah.
recently, getting it for grunting and screaming in The Revenant.
And eating raw meat as a vegetarian. That, he suffered for his art.
That will get you best actor every time. I don't know, you're talking about Gary Oldman and obviously his role as Winston Churchill in Darkest Hour. I wasn't actually that impressed by the film overall. His performance was, of course, fantastic, and it was that transformative role was obviously what got him the nomination. But I don't know, it just didn't stand out that well for
I think
me.
The film is very by-the-numbers kind of historical drama, and I think it's more so a vehicle for Gary Oldman.
It's definitely a platform, for sure.
I'm speaking of our movie reviewers, Blake Smart and Robert Tompkins, about the Academy Award nominees. So, who is, to each of you, who is your favourite to take out the Best Picture crown?
I look at patterns and I go, what do they usually nominate and why would they nominate them?
Yeah.
Because the Oscars are very reactionary, so they're going to react to the times and possibly the Me Too movement. So, I wrote down three that could be there. Definitely Lady Bird, yeah. I think, is a contender just because of the politics of the situation. I think that The Post is always a safe bet because The Post is an American tale and everyone feels safe voting for an American movie. And if you've ever watched, listened or read to interviews with Oscar sort of voters, the Academy, people that vote from the Academy, and they have candid interviews.
That's not because The Hollywood Reporter often has the anonymous Oscars voter that gives a very honest opinion on the nominations.
They are very honest opinions, and they have nothing to do with like how objectively good a movie is, if there is such thing as an objectively good movie. But and they have very, very strange opinions. And using those, I can tell you that I think that The Post is a safe bet. I think that Lady Bird is a safe bet, and probably Call Me By Your Name as well.
Yeah. I think, for me, maybe Three Billboards Outside of Ebbing, Missouri will probably probably is likely to win it because it has won a number of awards leading up to it, which is another annoying thing about the Oscars is that people kind of just go with the flow rather than actually maybe voting for originality or the best picture, quote unquote. But I think I'd like to see Get Out win. Hmm. I'd like to see, or Shape of Water, the fact that because Shape of Water is very, and even Get Out is a genre film.
They're both movies that really sort of break out of the traditional award.
And they're very stylistically, very succinct, very original in terms of sort of creating their own universe within the film. Whereas everything else, you know, you've got the historical drama, either in The Post or Darkest Hour.
Yeah, well, like you said, they do that. They create a whole world onto themselves, and they break from tradition by being not a platform for performance, because, as we know, the Academy is built up mostly of actors, so they like platforms for performance, but they are movies. They're cinematic experiences, and they are whole. There's nothing to fall off of. There's nothing to be unhappy about. They are, from start to finish, movie experiences, and I'm with Robert. I think I personally would like to see Get Out or Shape of Water win.
Yeah. However, that doesn't look likely.
I'm worried about like The Post if that does win, because that's that standard.
It's
going to
be if The Post wins, that's going to be another.
It's going to be a
crash.
Target.
It's basically going to, like, remember when Crash won Best Picture up against Brokeback Mountain, and yet Brokeback Mountain was across the board the critic darling and won a number of other awards, but the Oscars obviously maybe because it was full of old white men, but also politically, we're like, well, we don't want to create too much of a problem with, you know, we don't want to vote for the gay cowboy movie. And Crash since is a horrifyingly bad film.
Yeah. Now, I think we should take a look at it as well, the technical categories. Who are the top contenders for sort of sound, editing, cinematography?
I think across the board, Blade Runner 2049 has been nominated for most of the technical categories, and it deserves, I would say personally, that it deserves almost every single one. It won't win every single one, probably, maybe. But ultimately, the cinematography in that movie is some of the best cinematography in years, and if you've seen how much work and art that Roger Deakins, the cinematographer of that movie, put into his work, then you can't not root for him to win finally, because Roger Deakins famously has not yet won an Oscar for his cinematography, even though he is the greatest living cinematographer.
Yeah, he's nominated a number of times, I think, before. That, again, even cinematographers can't get a break where it becomes political. But I also think production design, Blade Runner, was by far the most stunning out of them all. You know, of course, you've got the typical period piece of the Beauty and the Beast and I think, and Dunkirk. And Shape of Water, though, because it is Guillermo del Toro, the production design is incredibly detailed. I remember, I think it was Richard Jenkins, I think that's his name, yeah. He was saying when he walked on set, he said, this water must be what it would have been like in the... his idea of Hollywood, because every single thing that you could think of for his character and book, there was real books on the shelf, but it was all to do with the character. So it was a very detailed thing. But yeah, I would say Blade Runner is going to be the one that will take a lot of the technical awards, especially sound design and things like that.
We should just about wrap things up. Are you guys planning anything special to watch the Oscars?
Yeah, I'm planning not to watch them.
Okay.
Because I don't want to support the ultimate marketing tool that hides itself as an awards show. That's an ad for famously Ray Carney, film intellectual and critic, says that the Oscars are a big advertisement for bad movies. I don't think that it goes that far. He's very anti-Hollywood. I don't think it goes that far, but I do think that it is definitely a huge advertisement, and maybe people need to reel in their expectations of what the Oscars are going to be.
Yeah, I completely agree with that.
It's an interesting message to leave on. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Blake Smart and Robert Tompkins talking about the Oscar nominees of 2017.